Quiet quitting describes a workplace shift where employees stop going beyond their assigned responsibilities and only complete the tasks their role requires. They are not resigning. They are still employed, still showing up, and still meeting baseline expectations. The phrase became popular because it captured a feeling many workers already had but could not clearly explain. In many cases, it is less about laziness and more about exhaustion, frustration, or emotional disconnect from work. For employers, it is often an early warning sign that something inside the work environment is no longer functioning well. So, where did quiet quitting even come from? The term exploded on TikTok in 2022 during the aftermath of the Great Resignation. Short videos about burnout, unhealthy work expectations, and setting boundaries quickly spread across social media. Suddenly, millions of employees realized they were experiencing the same thing. What made the conversation powerful was not the behavior itself. People had quietly disengaged from jobs for decades. The difference was language. Once workers had a name for it, discussions around work culture became harder to ignore. Some people rejected the phrase immediately. They argued that doing your job without sacrificing your personal life should not be called quitting at all. That criticism still exists today, and honestly, it has a point. Still, the popularity of this concept revealed something deeper. Employees were reassessing what work should demand from them emotionally and mentally. What quiet quitting actually looks like at work. Quiet quitting rarely happens overnight. Most employees do not suddenly become disconnected in a single week. The shift is usually gradual. Signs you might be seeing it in your team. One of the clearest signs is reduced voluntary effort. Employees stop participating in optional meetings, avoid extra projects, or disengage from team discussions they once contributed to naturally. Communication also changes. Responses become shorter. Collaboration slows down. People focus only on assigned tasks and avoid broader involvement. Managers often mistake this for laziness, but that oversimplifies the issue. In many workplaces, employee disengagement starts long before performance visibly drops. Another overlooked signal is emotional withdrawal. Employees may still deliver acceptable work while mentally disconnecting from team goals or company culture. Signs you might be experiencing it yourself. Sometimes the employee notices it first. You may feel emotionally detached from outcomes that once mattered. Projects no longer feel rewarding, even when they succeed. You stop volunteering ideas because it feels pointless. Many people experiencing quiet quitting also stop feeling guilty about doing only what their role requires. That mindset shift matters because it often reflects accumulated frustration rather than temporary fatigue. A common misconception is that disengaged employees simply do not care. In reality, many cared deeply at one point and slowly stopped believing their effort made a difference. Why is quiet quitting growing? The real reasons no one fully addresses. The pandemic changed how people think about work. Employees spent years hearing messages about resilience, flexibility, and teamwork while simultaneously facing layoffs, burnout, and heavier workloads. That imbalance changed expectations. Many workers now question whether constant overperformance actually leads to meaningful rewards. In some organizations, employees who consistently worked harder simply received more responsibilities without better support or recognition. Management behavior also plays a major role. Micromanagement, inconsistent feedback, favoritism, and poor communication create environments where emotional investment no longer feels safe or worthwhile. There is also a psychological factor employers often ignore. Researchers sometimes describe this as a broken psychological contract. Employees feel they fulfilled their side of the deal through loyalty and effort, but the organization failed to return stability, growth, or appreciation. Under those conditions, quiet quitting can feel rational rather than rebellious. Generational shifts matter too. Many Gen Z and millennial workers no longer define personal worth through work identity alone. They value flexibility, mental health, and sustainable workloads more openly than previous generations. That does not mean younger employees lack ambition. It means the relationship between work and life is being renegotiated. The real cost of quiet quitting. Most companies underestimate the financial impact because the employee technically remains employed. Productivity loss becomes gradual and difficult to measure clearly. Gallup research has repeatedly shown that disengaged employees cost organizations through lower productivity, weaker collaboration, and increased turnover risk. Those effects spread beyond one individual. It also influences team morale. Employees notice when effort stops being rewarded fairly. Once that perception spreads, motivation across departments can decline quickly. Innovation suffers too. People rarely share creative ideas when they feel emotionally disconnected from the organization. Customer experience often declines shortly after because disengaged employees stop investing extra care into interactions. The real danger is not one employee doing less. It is the system signaling that trust and motivation are weakening at scale. Quiet quitting versus healthy boundaries. This debate matters because the two ideas are not identical. Healthy boundaries involve protecting personal time while still remaining engaged, communicative, and invested in work quality. Quiet quitting usually includes emotional withdrawal alongside reduced discretionary effort. The confusion happens because some managers still expect employees to constantly exceed expectations without additional support. When workers stop doing unpaid emotional labor, leaders sometimes unfairly label it as underperformance. That creates tension very quickly. At the same time, organizations should not dismiss every case of disengagement as just boundaries. Sometimes employees truly feel disconnected, overlooked, or stuck without growth opportunities. The difference comes down to alignment. Healthy boundaries can exist inside a positive workplace culture. Quiet quitting often signals that alignment has already started breaking down. How to prevent quiet quitting before it spreads? Companies looking for ways to reduce quiet quitting at work usually jump straight to productivity monitoring. That approach often backfires. People disengage faster when they feel watched instead of understood. Start with listening. Managers need consistent conversations that go beyond status updates. Employees should feel safe discussing workload concerns, burnout, or frustration without fearing punishment. Simple practices like stay interviews, meaningful one-on-ones, and anonymous pulse surveys help leaders identify problems earlier. If employees believe honesty will hurt them professionally, they will stay silent until resignation becomes the easier option. Fix the recognition gap. Recognition is not only about salary increases. Employees who consistently contribute want acknowledgement that feels specific and genuine. Generic praise rarely changes motivation. Direct feedback connected to real work does. Many organizations are trying to figure out how to stop employee quiet quitting, but overlook this entirely. People rarely stay emotionally invested when effort feels invisible. Audit your management culture. Middle management shapes daily employee experience more than executive messaging ever will. Toxic leadership patterns often hide behind strong performance metrics. A manager may hit targets while quietly driving burnout, fear, or resentment across the team. Organizations serious about how to prevent employee quiet quitting need to evaluate leadership behavior honestly, not just business outcomes. Create real growth opportunities. Career stagnation pushes many employees toward quiet quitting long before they consider resigning. People need visible advancement paths, skill development opportunities, and realistic conversations about progression. Without that, motivation slowly disappears. Growth does not always mean promotion. Sometimes employees simply want proof that their future matters inside the company. How EMP Monitor helps teams detect problems earlier. One challenge with employee quiet quitting solutions is visibility. Managers often notice disengagement too late, after trust and motivation have already collapsed. Tools like EMP Monitor can help organizations identify behavioral shifts earlier without relying entirely on assumptions. Teams can use it to monitor work pattern changes across projects. Identify sudden drops in participation or activity. Generate reports for more informed HR discussions. Support visibility across remote and hybrid teams. Detect early disengagement signals before turnover increases. The key difference is how companies use the data. Monitoring should support conversations and problem solving, not punishment or surveillance-heavy management. The psychology behind quiet quitting. One surprising pattern is that high performers often disengage first. Employees who consistently invest emotional energy into work usually feel disappointment more intensely when recognition, communication, or support breaks down. Over time, some stop speaking up because experience taught them that nothing changes. Psychologists sometimes connect this to learned helplessness in workplace settings. Employees stop believing their actions influence outcomes positively, so effort declines gradually. Another important factor is effort-reward imbalance. When employees feel the emotional or practical rewards no longer match the energy they give, disengagement becomes more likely. That is why quiet quitting often appears before resignation. It acts as a transition stage between frustration and departure. For employers, that window matters enormously. If you're a leader reading this, here's what matters most. Quiet quitting is not something companies can discipline away through stricter oversight or motivational slogans. It is usually a signal that employees no longer believe extra effort will be respected, rewarded, or supported consistently. The organizations retaining strong teams right now are treating engagement like an operational priority rather than a perk. A useful question for leaders is surprisingly simple: would you personally feel motivated working inside the environment you created? That answer reveals more than most employee surveys ever will. Leaders who want to stop quiet quitting in the workplace need to focus on trust, communication, and sustainable workloads instead of constant pressure. FAQ. Is this the same as being lazy? No. Most employees experiencing workplace disengagement still complete their required responsibilities. The issue is usually emotional exhaustion, burnout, or dissatisfaction rather than refusal to work. Can this behavior get you fired? Meeting minimum expectations typically is not grounds for termination. However, long-term disengagement can affect promotions, visibility, and future opportunities inside the organization. Is remote work making disengagement worse? Remote work can make workplace detachment harder to detect early because managers have fewer informal interactions with employees. Visibility gaps sometimes delay important conversations. What role does company culture play? Culture shapes whether employees feel heard, respected, and fairly treated. Poor communication, unclear expectations, and toxic management often contribute directly to disengagement patterns.